Joe Pickett, the Wyoming game warden and unassuming lawman who graces C.J. Box's number one New York Times bestselling series of Western crime novels, returns in a riveting 18th installment entitled The Disappeared. Having won every major prize in the crime fiction genre, including the Edgar, Anthony, McCavity, Gumshoe, and Barry Awards, and with over 10 million copies of his novel sold in the U.S. alone, C.J. Box is an acknowledged master at honing unforgettable characters and unputdownable plots. Again, the name of the new novel is The Disappeared, and it's a great pleasure to welcome our friend C.J. Box back to the roundtable. How are you, sir? It's always nice to have you on the program.
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me back. That was a nice intro. Gee.
Well, it's good to have you here. I'm a big fan of your work, and it's always a delight when a new novel comes out and another opportunity to talk to you. So how did this one come to be?
Well, wanted to do a couple things with, you know, as you know, each book is kind of surrounded about an issue, controversy in the West that Joe Pickett somehow navigates through. And there were a couple of things I wanted to cover with this one or explore. One is kind of international tourism industry, how particularly dude ranches, high-end dude ranches, and how celebrities and politicians and very wealthy people spend a lot of money to spend a week on a dude ranch where they can play cowboy. And that's kind of that juxtaposition between Old West and new high tech is always something I'm interested in, and then got into it with this book. And then also an issue with falconry, which I write a lot about because of Joe's friend Nate Romanowski, who's a falconer, and the fact that in real life, some falconers who have eagle permits have been denied those permits from the Fish and Wildlife Service in recent years, and it's kind of an interesting thing to get into and to speculate on why that's happening.
When you put all this stuff together, I assume you collect these things, right? Of someday I would like to write about, or someday I would like to incorporate this, and
sure.
And then at some point it comes together, and you think, oh, well, here's my entree into that. Is that how that basically works?
It does. I don't plan, you know, books, years away, years out, or any big long narrative arc. I just kind of take it as it comes and try to figure out what makes the best next book, and then work on that. And in this case, I've always wanted to write about the dude ranch industry and tourism because I used to be involved in that. I used to have a company that promoted Western vacations to Europeans. And I always found it fascinating how many women, especially British professional women, like to come over and spend a week on a dude ranch in the middle of nowhere, partially because some of them like to hook up with young cowboys. And I always found that very interesting.
Yeah, all right. Well, and what is it about, what is it, do you think, the mystique of the West that would... besides the possibility of getting laid, of what the other reasons are of people coming to the West?
I think part of it, and I kind of explored in this book, is that for some really high-powered people who are constantly on the go and online and always with their phones in their hands, it is a real vacation to take a week off and unplug. Completely unplugged, not even have cell phone service in some cases. And that the dude ranch people that I've talked to say that that's becoming more and more of a selling point for them, where it used to be not, is that they can drop out of, you know, Twitter, Facebook, everything else for a week and just, you know, ride horses, go fishing, go shooting, that kind of thing. And that's the vacation that some people are looking for.
All right, now let's talk about Joe Pickett. So put him in this situation of where he comes in the story, and ultimately what makes him so flexible. That you can put him in all these different situations and it works so credibly for a plot that you've written.
Well, in what happens here is that the new governor of Wyoming asks Joe Pickett to travel south through the state from his bighorns to an area called Saratoga, upper North Platte River Valley, because a high-powered British woman executive has left a dude ranch and then never returned to England. And it's becoming an issue with the tabloids in the UK especially. And because Joe Pickett is a game warden and, as you say, kind of flexible in his duties, the governor thinks that he can integrate into this community and maybe figure out what happened to her. And, you know, in real life, game wardens in Wyoming, and so I can't speak for every state, but in Wyoming, really do integrate into the community and become part of the community and aren't so much viewed as an antagonist in law enforcement. They're more of an ally with the locals. And I find that when I go on ride-alongs with game wardens, people tend to just start walking up and telling stories and giving tips. And a game warden can get access where maybe other cops can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love about this character. It seems very pliable in the sense of it would be hard-pressed to think of a situation, if it takes place within, you know, within the jurisdiction, that they wouldn't have a hand in, right?
Right, and they are involved in all, you know, not only law enforcement, but also what they call landowner relations, meeting with hunters, meeting with ranchers, kind of being a conduit to the resource, which is the fish and wildlife in the area, and that everybody cares about. So, yeah, they're involved in all sorts of things. Most people I know in Wyoming know their game warden by their first name and have no problem getting in touch with them and telling them, giving them a tip.
For you, is there more fun in writing about it than you actually doing it yourself?
Oh, no, I'd say both. I try to do whatever is happening in the books, whether it's snowmobiling in this case, in this book, or whitewater rafting, or going on outfitted horseback trips into the mountains. I try to do all those things, and then so that I can then write about them in a realistic way.
No, but meaning that I assume it pays better to be a best-selling novelist than it does being a game warden.
Oh, definitely. Pays better.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Much better.
I would think so. And you know, the thing about, I think I've talked to you about this before, but Wyoming is so, it's such a great place to set a novel and such a cool place to write about. How does this not come, you have been able to break out from what is often referred to as regional fiction. And I think that's fascinating and good for you. Why do you think that's the case?
I always try to figure that out. I think part of it is that the setting is so exotic for a lot of readers. It's different, and it's always fun to read about it's fun to read about a place that an author knows very well and kind of owns, because it's almost like visiting there. But also, I think just the characters. Joe Pickett is very much an everyman. He's a family man. If the family is always featured in the books, different members. And so some people, I think, read it almost as much for the family element as for the plot.
Sure. And that's fun. And how much of that do you point out of thinking, well, in the end, this is where these characters are going to wind up?
Well, not a lot. I just do it book by book, but I keep very close tabs on like the ages of Joe's girls, what are they doing, where are they branching out, how are they maturing. So I can always include those elements within each book because they do take place in real time. Everybody gets older as the series progresses. So I try to keep track, but I don't look too far ahead because I think if you do that as a writer, you tend to hold things back, and I just try to put everything into every book and then worry about the next book when I have to.
Well, the name of the new novel is The Disappeared. It is a Joe Pickett novel. It is out now from Putnam. C.J. Box, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for being with us, and I look forward to having you on for the next book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the fact that you have me on here and that you read them.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, The Disappeared is just out. It's a Joe Pickett novel by C.J. Box. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.